We all struggle. We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing. Appreciate you.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, aka the Grateful Dread. First of all, today is a beautiful day. I'm blessed. I am grateful. And I'm also a little sad. I'm a little sad for Kobe Bryant's family, his wife, and his daughters. I'm really feeling for them right now, man. It's always tough when a tragedy like that happens, when somebody goes so suddenly, they weren't sick, they were young, and then to imagine last moments with your daughter, and it's just such a tragedy. But obviously, he is a legend who will be remembered for a long time, who inspired a lot of people, both on the court with his mama mentality and also off the court. He was doing a lot of things for women's basketball, doing a lot of things in the tech space and empowering a lot of people's companies. And I thought he was going to be really successful as a venture capitalist. I thought he was going to do a lot of positive things in the world. But the whole world kind of felt that one. It's so unfortunate, so sad. But it reminds you to really cherish these days, man, because I'll tell you what, I imagine Kobe Bryant lived an incredible life, man. I'm sure he's traveled the world numerous times. I'm sure he accomplished everything he set out to accomplish in life, as far as being a father, being a husband, loving someone truly, success, his dreams. Books, he's done so much, like, you know what I mean? He's done so much in his life that, man, it's like, wow. And in that 41 years, he probably lived like 100 lives of people that aren't really going after it like him, with that mama mentality and that ferocity and that relentless pursuit and desire to win. And I'll tell you what, man, my boy Coach is a huge Kobe fan. He's definitely feeling this loss. My little brother too. Kobe is his favorite player ever. I know he's feeling this loss. A lot of people feeling this loss, man. A lot of people grew up on Kobe that are like my age. He's really our generation. I used to tell Brandon a few years ago, man, I wish I appreciated Kobe more. I didn't really start really liking Kobe until towards the end of his career, because he was killing everybody when we were coming up, and I was a hater like everybody else. But then towards the end of his career, I was like, man, this is a likable dude, man. I really like Kobe, and I never met him, but I just feel like I always used to brag about him being a Virgo, like, Kobe's Virgo, gang. I used to just be proud that he was a Virgo like me, that we had something in common. But today I woke up, and I started reading about the mama mentality and seeing a lot of Kobe's quotes, and man, I was inspired, and my message for today is Mama Mentality. That's the title of this episode. It's going to be Mama Mentality, and I posted today on both Instagram accounts that from here on out, I'm having a Mama Mentality, period, and that Mama Mentality is really just like, yo, forget your excuses, forget whatever reasons you're trying to tell yourself you can't win, go win. Period. Work. Phil Jackson's quoted as saying, no, like, everybody thinks Kobe is just naturally just amazing, and I'm sure he was, but Phil Jackson said nobody worked harder than Kobe Bryant. And he coached Michael Jordan, who he said, outside of Kobe Bryant, nobody worked harder than him. The two greatest basketball players I've ever seen. And that's not a shot at LeBron. He's amazing. But, you know, I just really love these two players as like individual, go get it, like determined to win, their will made a way, like that thing that they had, that killer instinct, that thing that they have is just, it's something else. But That comes from practice. That comes from being prepared. That comes from hard work. That comes from being unwilling to fail. Kobe has a quote where he's like, his brain can't even fathom the thought of failure. And I think that's really deep. Like, fear, what's that? I'm not afraid. He's like, if you're afraid to lose, you already lost. He has a different mentality. He has, I am better than you. I am going to win. I am unstoppable. I am powerful. I am ferocious. I am the Black Mamba. I am Kobe Bryant, you know? And I feel like if everybody can attack their life with a little bit of that mentality and pursue the dreams and the highest purpose of their life and whatever they're called to do, if they can just go after it, with no fear, with just a sheer will and determination to succeed and to win, to know they already won, to know they can't be stopped. If everybody had that kind of mindset, man, this we'd all be living Kobe Bryant type of lives, man, in our respective talents and gifts and things that we're good at, because we're obviously not all 6'7" and amazing basketball players, but we've all got some kind of genius, talent, and gift that if we were to really work at it and really pursue our highest potential in that area, we could be the Kobe Bryant of that thing. And I feel like I'm really starting to realize that I'm gifted. I'm a really, really gifted songwriter. I'm a really gifted artist. I'm a really gifted communicator. And I believe I am called to make music. And specifically, I believe my music is supposed to serve a purpose of a really, really high, high good. I believe my music is supposed to help people not give up on life. I believe it's supposed to encourage people to pursue God. I think it's supposed to provide wisdom and insight for people going through the things that I've gone through, which is so many things. I've experienced loss. I've experienced fear. I've experienced so many things, man. Poverty to extreme levels, relationship issues, just, you know, dreams, failure, fear, everything all humans are dealing with, I've experienced on deep levels. And my faith is incredible, and it's growing every day. But I feel like I truly believe that God has my back. And I've seen him do amazing, amazing things in my life. But I haven't been attacking my life or my goals for myself with a Mamba mentality. So to get specific, I've been like stutter stepping about moving on from the Mad Fanatic for like 3.5 years now. I've been wanting to be who I am, you know? I've been wanting to be who I've always been as an artist. I've been wanting to be me and make songs about my real life and my real experiences and the things I really care about. And yes, I care about football, but I went off on a tangent and kind of got lost there. And I found a way to talk about faith and perseverance and real life stuff in that football world. But I really like, I became a football artist because I was scared that I wasn't good enough to make it with my real music. And I saw the football stuff getting some traction and I just rode it till the wheels fell off. And then when I just started to lose my passion and the things were happening to me in that space that made me like, you know, maybe I did what I came here to do, which was help the team win a Super Bowl, which I did. I even got to go to the Super Bowl by the grace of God. I feel like God was like, I'll give you that. This is, you want this? I'll give you this. And you can do it to the limit, yo. Perform for the packed crowds at the tailgates. I heard my music in the stadium. I did the intro songs for games the Broncos were playing in that year. It was crazy. But I did that already. I did 7 albums about the Broncos, and now I've been scared to go try and stand on my own too and see if people want to hear what I have to say and hear about the stuff I'm going through and hear about my walk with God and see if they can get anything from it that brings them any value, any real substance. And I feel like God is telling me, yo, I got a whole world of people out here that may be hurting, that may be going through something, that may need this encouragement that you're giving specifically to Bronco fans only. And you're not doing it because you're just so passionate about making songs about football. You've made 200 songs about football. You're staying there because you're afraid that if you try the other thing, if you let go of that rope, like in Batman, I said, cut the rope and I jump with some Dark Knight shit. A tightrope walk in the sky knowing I might trip. And I still never cut the rope. I've been holding on to the Mad Fanatic, being afraid to let go because I've been afraid that I might lose. That I might lose those 30,000 followers. That, oh my God, how can I start over? How can I build it now with the algorithms not on my side, with the everything stacked up against me? And I haven't just been trusting God and working with that Mamba mentality. And I feel like, man, yesterday, I feel like I got a word that just, it had me realizing like, yo, first of all, I got you. Second of all, trust what I gave you. I gave you an unbelievable skill set, an unbelievable desire, and an unrelenting commitment to your craft. You've literally been making music and becoming better and better and sharpening your sword since you were 3 years old. That's 30 something years. And you've been doing it full time for like 8 years. Bruh, you got it. Everyone tells you it. Why don't you believe yourself? Believe in yourself. Believe that what I gave you, that talent that flows through you, that's God-given. Now, go out there and work it. Really work. Really, really, really work at it. And stop falling back on your laurels and falling back on what you built yesterday. Yesterday is over, man. The Broncos won that Super Bowl. The Broncos are going to win more Super Bowls. And you're still going to have music people can listen to. And maybe you can update some of the songs. And maybe you can make a song here and there. But that's not your purpose anymore. The purpose of that season was served, literally. That season has passed, and it's time to move on and attack this new thing with the Mamba mentality. Yo, my daughter, I believe, is like a guardian angel for me, right? And one day, a couple months ago, she woke up, and she, oh, look, look, it's the dude feeding the birds. I tell you about this. See, they know he's coming when he comes. He comes and he feeds these birds. It's so beautiful to me. I love this. I love it. But yeah, she woke up one day. And she was like, kill the Mad Fanatic. My daughter's on the spectrum and she's considered like nonverbal. She says like, she knows how to say, I love you and things she wants and hi daddy. And you know what I mean? She says little things here and there, but for her to say something as profound as kill the Mad Fanatic over and over and over and over, she was like, kill the Mad Fanatic. I was like, what are you saying that for? And then I watched this interview the other day with Will Smith talking, promoting Bad Boys for Life. And he says, sometimes you got to be willing to kill the character you created so that you can birth the next one that's trying to emerge within you. And it hit me so hard, and I connected those dots. And I was like, man, I'm really like so afraid to just be Jimmy Soul. Be who I am as an artist. I am Andrew Young as well. That's my, you know what I mean? Birth name and my government name, and it is definitely profound in itself. Andrew the fisherman, fisher of men, fishing people in with hooks, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Andrew James Benjamin Young. It's deep. It's a deep name, and I love that name. But I am my father's son, and I was given a purpose, and I'm going to pursue that purpose, and I'm going to attack it with the Mamba mentality. And I encourage you to do the same thing with whatever your dream is. Okay, that's the message for today. Be blessed. Be grateful. Know that you're loved. RIP to Kobe. And as always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed. Yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes, appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
Now thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
blast.